And now we're talking with the, pending school board approval Monday afternoon, early evening. We're talking with the new head Crookston Pirate Boys basketball coach, Coach Bruce Elliott-Erdman. And Bruce, first of all, congratulations, and how does it feel?
Oh, it feels pretty good. Thank you, and yeah, I'm pretty excited to take over this program, and obviously big fan of basketball and admire the sport, and just looking forward to taking over this program.
You played as part of the program, graduating back in 2001, a multi-sport athlete in high school, went on to play college as well. But what do you remember from playing for the Pirates back in your high school years?
Well, I remember we had a lot of success. We were a lot of good group of guys that we were around and had a lot of fun. And we did have played for a section championship the one year, and I know we had a lot of fun times playing together and just remembering the gyms being packed and a lot of good fan turnouts and a lot of good memories from, well, what was that, 20-some years ago now.
You're one of the old guys now.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
And after high school, you went to play college, and tell us more about that.
Yeah, I got recruited from multiple schools to play either football or basketball, and I chose the route to play basketball and kind of just wanted to get out of the area and experience a new part of the States, and ended up going down to Dana College, which is in Blair, Nebraska. It's right outside of Omaha there, and played 4 years of college basketball there and enjoyed it, and then went on to coach and teach after that.
You've coached at several different places. You've coached freshmen in Omaha. You've coached at Mayville State. You've been a GA at the University of Mary, back at Mayville, and you've coached with the Pirate boys basketball system as an assistant for a couple of years in junior high. And so you've been coaching for many, and now you're coaching your son's teams, and you've been coaching for quite some time, haven't you?
Yeah, it has been. Doesn't seem like that long, but when you put it like that, it's it's been a long time involved with basketball, but enjoyed every bit of it. And well, now that I have this opportunity, we're going to have some, hopefully many more years to come.
What have you taken? You've coached under some great coaches. Of course, Craig Smith at Mayville State your first year. You played for a national championship, and now he's at Utah. And then you've coached under Greg Garmon, and he was coached by him as well, but and at Mary, and again at Mayville State. What have you learned over the years from coaching, and what's been things that you, I guess, I'm sure we'll talk about this here in a bit, but maybe we can just fast forward to it. What are you looking to take from those experiences into your experience now as head coach for Crookston?
Well, yeah, I've learned a lot of good things along the way from multiple coaches. You get to, you know, see and hear their philosophies, whether on the court, off the court, you know, as a coaching staff at that level, you're around each other a lot. And so you really get to know each other very well, and just the different philosophies that everybody, each coach has, you just take, you know, I took notes a lot going through that time process of things I liked, you know, maybe things that I didn't really like, and, you know, looking back through my notes kind of now that I've gotten this job, it's all been great experiences, with all the former bosses that I've had. And you just take little pieces from here, from there, and try to put it all together to what you want your identity to be as a coach.
And what should we expect as the players, the fans? What should we expect from a Pirate Boys basketball team coming up this winter?
Well, hopefully we expect the kids to have a lot of fun out there, but also they're going to be one of the hardest working teams in the area. I know that. I take pride in working hard and having the teams work hard, and I'm really going to instill that into them. As far as X's and O's, I'm looking forward to meeting the kids, or, you know, the young men that they're becoming. I have not yet met with the team, but hopefully get a time slot together here this week sometime and introduce myself to them. So, but back, like I said, with X's and O's, I have no idea what I'm dealing with as far as who and what positions and things like that. So I guess I can't really tell you that kind of philosophy. Are we going to run? Are we going to slow it down? Are we going to do this? All I know is that we're going to be very hardworking out there, and we're going to have a lot of fun doing it.
Well, and speaking of hardworking, somebody that watched you play in your high school years and then going on to college, you're one that you worked all your tail off and had a very successful college career after an outstanding high school career. But we were talking about this earlier. You scored 1,000 points in college your junior year. You hit that plateau, and you did not reach that mark in high school. And that was from a lot of hard work, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of time. You know, you get into that next level of college, and you know, even at the NAIA level, but D2, D1, whatever level you play at, you get to that next level, it's a whole different ballgame. It really is, and you just got to put the time into it. And quite frankly, you got to be mentally tough to do it. And it's a grind. Well, as you know, you played college sports. I mean, it's a whole nother level if you want to achieve it. You know, you got to have that mindset. If you want to be good and be a good player, you got to put in the time, because if not, you know, you're just not going to get there. So, yeah, I did put in a lot of work there. Hit the weights extremely hard when I got to college, because I knew if I didn't do that, I wouldn't get on the floor. So, and then obviously with shooting, ball handling, the rest of the basketball game, you got to put time in to get to compete at that level.
You've been the current CYBA president, and you've been coaching some. You have three sons and a daughter. You've been coaching one of your sons' teams here, and I'm sure that's been enjoyable too.
It has been, you know. And you know, my oldest, he's Isaac. He's 13. He was Nate Smith. It would be Craig Smith's brother. Has been coaching that at that level. But yeah, I'm coaching Otto and their grades, and helped out a little bit with Archie here and there. Not yet with Hope, because she hasn't got to quite that point yet, but no, with Otto and getting to know those kids and trying to, I've been obviously enjoyed all of it, coaching is, but trying to go back to that level of what they can handle as far as mentality and what you can say and how you can say it. I'm glad that my wife helped me out this year, because I struggled with, how do I say it? Putting it in their terms, put it that way.
Yep.
You just kind of struggle with, I don't know how to say that, you know, at their knowledge level. So, but it's been great. CYBA president, you know, there's been a lot of good presidents before me, and I was put in a good position to take that over, and I've enjoyed a lot of good board members that, you know, we have on the board, and they're very easy to work with and very accommodating to each other. So it's been a good process as far as being with both of those situations.
Yeah, you mentioned your wife, who has some coaching experience as well. She won a state championship back several years ago at Bismarck High, but I'm sure she'll be helping you out a little bit, maybe at home.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I know she will be, because she knows the game very well. And it all depends on how much we can handle of each other, I suppose, talking basketball. You might have to... when you get home, and I'll be watching film, and if I'm not in a very good mood and she points something out, I might not like that, but we'll make it work, and it'll definitely be a help and another set of great eyes on the floor, because I know I'll be watching a lot of film.
Yeah, anything else you want the listeners to know?
Oh, I'm just extremely excited about, you know, this opportunity and taking over a program where you went through and you got to experience yourself, and just extremely, extremely excited to get to meet these guys and just to develop them as, first of all, students, but also athletes and for the year after they even graduate, to become a better person and even a better player at basketball for the years that I get them.
Well, that's the goal of high school sports. Obviously, everybody wants to win, and that's the main goal. Otherwise, you wouldn't be competing. That's the whole competition
Correct.
Part. But it's also to make them better people, and sports teaches so much lifelong lessons.
It does. It really does. And, you know, a lot of people are multi-sport athletes, and they just get to hear different opinions from different coaches, and there's nothing wrong with that. And you just want to develop them so when they leave your program, they can be a man, coach. That was such a great time. You know, yeah, we might not have won 20 games, but, man, we had a lot of fun doing it, and we got close, you know, or we're continuing. And then you just see it. You know, you want the seniors this year, and you want them to create a legacy. What's their legacy? What do they want that to be? Do you want this program to – do you want to leave it in better places when you left, when you start as a ninth grader to your senior year, or whenever you start playing? And so I think they just need to realize that they're going to have ownership in that,
mm-hmm.
and they need to take that into account. Like, this is your program too. You know, I'm just here to help. And looking forward to getting after it.
Well, Coach, again, congratulations. We're looking forward to it. And, you're coaching the program that you played. Your dad played as well That's pretty neat in itself. But
I think he graduated in 77. I remember that. So. I remember him telling me some stories about that. But he's a little taller than I am.
Yeah, he is.
again, I'm very excited.
Yep. Bruce, congratulations. And we're looking forward to what should be a fun winter basketball season, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Thanks a lot, Chris. Yep.